At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end-of-season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Well, Oprah Winfrey has just crowned a new queen of talk TV, and it's one of my good Judas, we'll tell you who.
And can you see Beyonce or Rihanna starring in The Color Purple? Neither can Oprah. We'll get into that. Also, later I'll be dishing with Kelly Osbourne all about the new season of Lego Masters Holiday Celebrity Bricktacular. But Tay-Tay, what's going on first?
Ooh, Tanner Manor. Baby, let me tell you, Miss Oprah was looking snatched to the gods, yes. And hers was popping, yes. At The Color of Purple premiere, y'all. And everyone wanted to know, what was Auntie O doing to keep it tight and right? Well, praise the Lord, saints, because the secret is out now. And Oprah says she is taking the holistic approach. I don't know what that is, but okay. Along with exercise, but the real tee-hee-hee is, y'all, she confirmed that sometimes she uses weight loss medication.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, Miss Oprah says, she go, the fact that there is a medically approved prescription for managing weight and staying healthier in my lifetime feels like a relief, and like redemption, like a gift, and not something to hide behind once again and be ridiculed for. I'm absolutely done with the shaming from other people, and particularly myself. I'm in the Ozempic club myself sometimes, okay?
Just tell the truth and shame the damn devil.
Yes.
But I love it when your profession just say, I'm using medication help. Right, girl, you're on Ozempic, Mojara.
What else we got? Whatever it is
you need.
She looks great, though. Like, I just want to double back around to that. She looks stunning.
Let me tell you something. That shot was the best thing that ever happened to me. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. I'd be excited to shoot myself. I hate needles. I don't even care. But like, girl, bam, bam, bam.
She does.
Does it require 3 shots?
I'm going to tell you something. If I have to choose between my Ozempic shot and a new pair of shoes, I am choosing the shot. Okay.
Nah. Wow. And you ain't lying. You know I know you ain't lying.
I actually been on it since 2020.
Well, y'all, in more Oprah news, she passed the talk show baton to our girl, Sherry Shepherd. That's right, Oprah pulled up to the Sherry Show, and when asked about her legacy, here's the blessing she gave our good sis.
For me to be able to see you, to sit in the seat of your life on your own show with your name on it, It is the passing on.
Thank you so much.
It is the passing on.
So you officially passing the baton.
I'm passing the baton.
Good for Sherry. Look at her hair too. Yeah. You better come on and be Barbie.
That's wonderful.
Oh yes, Sherry.
No, that's not.
Oh, shut up, Gary. You guys, this is a big, big deal.
Absolutely.
I mean, have we ever seen Oprah pass anybody the torch?
Never, ever.
Anything? She was just on Drew Barrymore rubbing all up on her.
Yeah.
Drew was trying to get the baton hard. She was like trying to pull it in.
Right.
I think it's a great thing, first of all. But my thing is this. It's not fair to Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer is from Chicago like Oprah is. And she should have let Jennifer at least be a part of that, number one. Number two, did y'all watch this? She said, Sherry asked for the damn torch.
No, she started talking.
No, ma'am.
No. She started talking and saying, said, I'm passing this.
No, she said, and I'm passing it. So Sherry said, oh, that means you're passing the torch?
No, Gary. She yeah. started like, off
Gary,
saying it.
Gary will rain on yeah. a parade.
She said
child.
It, and she yeah. did it, and it's over.
She's put in the work she's in put the time, in the and she's been on the talk show circuit a lot longer than a lot yes. of these people.
And been very now. Patient.
And she's killing it.
She waited her turn. Great job. She's killing it.
Paid the cost to be the boss.
Come on now.
All right? And just when you thought we were done with Oprah News, nope. You get another Oprah story.
You get an Oprah story.
Now, in a recent interview, Oprah revealed she had pressure to cast some huge names like Beyonce and Rihanna for the Color Purple film, but she wanted to give other black women a chance to shine. She said, Brack, you hear this? I mean, Tamar did a good job, so you know you got to come through and, you know,
oh,
show
Lord. Okay. Okay, she said, once the film moved to $90 to $100 million budget, then everybody wants to bring us Beyonce. Can you get Beyonce or can you get Rihanna? So we're sitting in a room saying, listen, we love Beyonce, we love Rihanna, but there's other actors who can do this job.
That was accurate.
That's a good Oprah.
That was good. You should be Oprah for Halloween. That was really good.
But you know, I thought that was a good thing. And like they said, we recycle the same people.
Mm-hmm. Who are we recycling?
Beyonce and Rihanna.
Well, a lot of people get a lot of opportunities.
And this is why Oprah used who she did.
Exactly. That's
and
why,
it was
and that's
a
good.
Great choice. Great choice.
I'm not even going to hold y'all. I was just as excited as Fantasia was when she got that part.
Me too. Yeah.
She deserves it. I've seen it on Broadway.
Yes.
Bomb.
And Beyonce's dope too, but I think some people are going to see Beyonce and not the person she's playing.
Right.
Whereas Fantasia,
right.
You believe her every time she do certain
yes.
things. So.
I can't wait.
Right, too.
It's like
Danielle
this show.
Brooks is amazing, y'all.
She's definitely good.
I love her.
But like I was saying, it's like this show, we recycle the same people to do the same thing all the time. I mean, spread it around.
The one time I agree with Gary. Now let's move on.
Okay. Here we go. We all know that
Keep going.
Moving, keeping this train going. Okay, we all know that Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper, they're besties.
Right.
They go back more than 20 years, guys. Mm-hmm. Well, on Watch What Happens Live, Andy asked Anderson about his deal breakers when it comes to dating. And one thing in particular caught Gail King's attention.
Uh-oh.
Check this out.
Okay. Asked to bring a third into the bedroom.
No.
Oh, really? Okay, I forgot we're on TV.
Wait a second, Andy. Could I ask why you know that Anderson is open to threesome in the bedroom?
Come on, Gail.
Yes.
Put the whole
way. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You okay?
Sorry.
You okay, dear?
That man reports on elections and politics.
That shook him up, honey.
I enjoyed me some Anderson.
Me too.
And Andy. Okay.
It was good to see him be all befuddled and disheveled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I also like the dynamic that Gail brought to that conversation.
Me too.
Because everybody, like, you know, you used to see them so serious, but
yes.
yo, for her to, like, you know, like, bring
she
the silly out.
She brought it right on back right. up. Period. Hello.
Which one do you think is the freakiest out of, like, the...
Ooh,
Miss Cooper. Anderson.
I think Anderson Cooper, but Andy's more upfront about it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's more flamboyant.
He's more flamboyant. But Anderson, yeah.
It's always the ones. It's
quiet
all,
one.
Sure
the more
is.
Conservative book.
Yeah. Anderson was like, he'll come out in them Gloria Vanderbilt, honey.
Hello. Ooh la la, Sesson. Okay. Okay, y'all, we just got a fresh pot of steaming hot tea on a throwback situation up in here.
Oh.
Now, back in 1998, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck won the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay for Good Will Hunting, and during the film, Matt was dating his co-star Minnie Driver, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actress but lost to Kim Basinger. Mm-hmm. Well, a clip of Matt and Ben's acceptance speech just went viral because someone commented on how sad Minnie looked in the audience, y'all. Look at her face. Check this out.
There's no way we're doing this in less than 20 seconds. Robin Williams, who delivers the straight lines, Minnie Driver, who's performed to Dwayne Stone.
All right, well, Minnie commented, letting us know why she looked so sad, y'all. She said, Matt had ended our relationship a few weeks before this. and was at the Oscars with his new girlfriend. I was devastated. Wish I could have celebrated more, as it was an amazing moment for all of us and this wonderful film.
Oh. That was very Mrs. Pedigree. I'm here for it.
So good. Why did she go? But she was nominated.
You see when the camera's on you, like, straighten your face, girl. You're an actress. Fix your face. Don't look sad.
Do y'all know when it's panned on you?
Don't let them see you sweat.
No.
Yeah, sometimes. The camera's right there most of the time.
Sometimes, but like, when somebody's on stage, they don't really come up to your face. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah, they might be way back here, and you don't know who I am.
Remember that one year that John Legend's wife, and he won, and she didn't know that camera was on her? She was like... Yeah, sometimes you
Chrissy
just don't
Teigen's
know.
Ugly cry.
Yeah, remember that?
That's a classic gift right there.
Yeah.
That's a...
Yeah.
But anyway, y'all, up next, Tracy Morgan reveals a long-lost relative who is a legend, honey, in the hip-hop. Who bred is that true, child? We'll find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, y'all, Tracy Morgan and Nas appear to go back further than their longtime friendship. Okay. Mr. Morgan recently shared details about his upcoming appearance on PBS's genealogy show, Finding Your Roots, where a DNA test revealed that he and Nas have a deep connection. Check it out.
I did a show years ago on Comedy Central, a special called One Mic. That was for Nas' moms that just passed away. Mm. And I named my special One Mic. So me and Esco always been tight. But then when I found out on the West Side Highway, after I did the show, I called him up. And I said, yo, Esco. He said, what up, Trey? I said, guess what? He said, what? I just did Find My Roots. Me and you related. He started crying. I started crying. Mm. And I said to him, if you ever need me, I'm there. Cuz, he said, cuz, if you ever need me, I'm there.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why they started crying?
You know, Tracy's a very emotional guy.
Yeah, I didn't know Nas was.
I didn't think he was either.
Would you cry if you felt like I was your cousin?
Yeah.
You cry?
I would. I'm real emo since I had the baby. So, yeah, I would. I would, but I just don't see Nas, you know.
Yeah, you know, like, unless he's like a really big Tracy Morgan fan, it's like, damn, God, right. Now I can get free tickets.
But he did say somebody's mom had just passed.
Nas's mom just passed, that's so he did the thing, yeah.
Okay.
So just the synchronicity of all that.
Yeah.
Now, Gary, how would you feel if you found out you and Tana were cousins?
Oh, Lord, honey, I would be livid.
Why?
Because first of all, I said you was the slave master and you didn't...
What?
Well, yeah, you know, and here I am, I'm your relative, and what y'all did to me. I would be hurt.
And you know? I did nothing to you.
Yes, but, I mean, Tanner's cousins did.
Wow.
He might have been one of the ones that, like, helped y'all people get food.
Hello?
Like,
he might have been helping you out.
He might have been a good cousin.
I'm Underground Railroad cousin.
It's sad. Well, so are we cousins?
Not now. Not now, Gary. All right, moving on.
Okay.
Looks like Draymond Green was ejected from a game once again. Y'all, how many times?
The Warriors
are playing against the Phoenix Suns, and Draymond was ejected with 8 minutes, 23 seconds left in the third quarter after he swung and hit Yusuf Nurkic in the face while defending him. Guys, check out this fight.
Ah, Draymond.
Wow!
And down goes the Russian.
They're going to just try to decide.
Why would you?
If they think
what
it was.
Is... Excessive. He tried to make it like because he was falling.
Flagrant one could be a two.
Watch this.
Could be an ejection.
Wow. Oh, he did that on purpose. He tried to act like he was falling.
Though.
Yeah, he tried it.
Ooh.
I zoomed in and I've seen him mouth the word Hadouken.
Yeah.
You know what he did? It was
okay, guys. This is Draymond's third ejection of the season. What do you think about this?
He's saying it was an accident.
Oh,
Draymond.
I mean, but maybe it could, because like he was swinging around and his hand just hit him.
It could be possible to accidentally slap the out of somebody. Don't y'all think?
Have you ever accidentally slapped the out of somebody?
Accidentally.
Girl.
It could be possible.
That wasn't no accident there.
Yeah, I don't know. If you hit me in the face and then you're like, I'm sorry about it, you still hit me in the face. I'm still upset.
I feel like you should be able to, like, return fire without... there being any repercussions to it.
You should be able to get your lick back.
But Martin Luther King said we shouldn't fight violence with violence. So he did the right thing.
I'm sure if you asked him now, he'd probably be like, you know what?
Psych.
He wasn't talking about basketball either. Okay, next I got to bring out my inner child by going to the set of Lego Masters to chat with one of the celebrity contestants, Kelly Osbourne. That dish is coming right after the break. Right.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Guys, I am here with Kelly Osbourne, a contestant on this season's Lego Masters Celebrity Holiday Bricktacular. That's how I think it's supposed to go. Is that right?
You're not far off, to be honest.
The big presentation there?
It's very grand.
Okay, I was a Lego nerd. Were you a Lego nerd when you were a kid?
I wouldn't call it nerd.
Okay, all right, fair.
I was fabulously into Lego. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
With it being the holiday Bricktacular, mm-hmm. What sort of holiday things are we going to see? Are we looking at Santa's sleigh? Are we looking at Christmas trees, cookies, cakes?
You're definitely going to see all of that in there. And it's also our interpretations of Christmas as well. Mm-hmm. And you always have to remember what the judges want to see. You know Christmas so well.
Yeah.
You know the colors of Christmas right. so well. So how could you make each challenge different? And how can you make your builds unique? Mm-hmm. And it was really, really fun to do. And all of the celebrities really got on. We became like a little family. We all still talk to each other.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have a little Bricktacular group chat?
Yep. Yes,
okay,
we do.
Well, the celebrities on this, obviously yourself, the Lego Masters champs, and then you've got NeNe Leakes, Rob Riggle, and Marshawn Lynch.
He was my favorite.
Yeah?
Yes.
Beast mode?
He is probably one of the most fun people I've ever worked with. We had like this whole big brother, little sister vibe going on, and he just made every day so much fun because you never know what he's going to say or what he's going to do or if he's going to show up. And it was so fun working with him.
Okay, I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you had to pick someone out of those, if you had to pick one of your co-celebrities on there to compete against specifically, who would it be?
I have to pick everyone's favorite. Everyone's favorite was Marshawn.
Yeah.
Everyone. He just made it so fun.
Marshawn is a blast. Are you a good gift giver? You strike me as someone who's
the best gift giver. Okay. I love buying gifts for people. And the thing is, like, when you know that you've gotten someone the perfect gift and you see them open it and they get really excited, that to me is a gift.
Okay, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about your favorite gift that you've given?
One of my favorite gifts that I've ever given my mom, and it's something that every time she wears, I'm like, I don't want it back because it's so beautiful, is I bought my mom this Pave diamond rose brooch, and it's huge. Mm-hmm. And I spent all of my savings on it for her, but I wanted her to have something special and know how much she meant to me, so that's what I got her, and I got it made at 14 karat gold in LA, and it was beautiful.
Okay, last one. Out of your entire family, you're in a Lego competition. Who's gonna win?
Jack.
Jack's gonna win? Why?
Oh, without question. My brother likes to think of himself as a Lego master.
Oh.
And he is really good, I have to say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe one of these days we'll get a little Lego family rivalry, a little Lego master family.
I'm just setting myself up to lose, but we can do it.
All right. I'd watch it. Kelly, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks it was so much. Awesome to hang out with you. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. It's our last story of the day, so this is it. All right, y'all, sometimes uber-rich people can have problems, too. So Hermes and 80-year-old Nicholas Puch has a fortune of $11 billion.
Nice.
But poor Nicholas is unmarried with no kids.
Wow.
And if that's the case, who would win his massive fortune if he goes to the great beyond? Yeah, you can't put nobody in a will if you don't got no kids. Well, Nicholas decided to adopt, not a child or a teen, but he's adopting his 51-year-old former gardener and handyman.
That's right. All right.
Now, the gardener is married with three kids who I'm sure will benefit greatly from all this. So that's kind of dope, right?
Yeah, that was dope. That's to choose amazing. Somebody who's been helping him, who's deserving of it, you know?
Sure. That's absolutely really nice.
Do you realize how good of a job you have to do as a gardener to stand out in a way where someone wants to give you $11 billion?
And handyman.
Because the maid is like, what about me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or the cooks, or the chauffeur, I'm sure he has.
Yeah. Maybe he used to hold
Maybe they were best friends and he know all the secrets.
There's that.
Yeah. Paying for that silence. Mm-hmm.
He probably liked that man, too, so I'm sure.
What?
He ain't got no children. He ain't never been married. He probably been looking at that man using his hoe a long time in the garden and stuff. Y'all know that.
Can people do things out of the goodness of their heart?
They absolutely can.
He's doing out of the goodness of a heart. He's helping the guy out and doing that for him, but still, everything there's a price.
Those small things add up, so when you got somebody to do them for you, that's a good thing.
Okay.
Sure. And he's the gardener. He make the house pretty, the flowers. And
he's a plumber, too.
He actually cares.
He's a handyman.
Why am I the only one that laughs at his jokes?
Hold on a second. Gary, you don't have any kids. Who are you putting in your will?
You. You're okay, my damn cousin.
Now we're cousins again. All right.
Just leave me the short sets.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Hey there. Are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals, and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.